Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Atari has acquired the publishing rights for Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 from Frontier Developments for a sum of $7 million. This deal grants Atari exclusive publishing rights for all major titles within the Roller Coaster Tycoon franchise, including Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic, Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, Roller Coaster Tycoon Deluxe, Roller Coaster Tycoon Joyride, Roller Coaster Tycoon World, Roller Coaster Tycoon Puzzle, and Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch. Additionally, Atari now has the sole publishing rights for Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, which was developed by Frontier Developments, known for Elite Dangerous and Zoo Tycoon, and originally released in 2004. Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 is currently available on various platforms, such as PC, Mac, iOS, and Nintendo Switch. However, Atari intends to expand its distribution, both digitally and physically, and explore collaborations for branding and merchandising to elevate the franchise to new heights. Wade Rosen, chairman and CEO of Atari, expressed his satisfaction with the acquisition, emphasizing the significance of uniting Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 with the rest of the franchise as the series celebrates its 25th anniversary alongside Chris Sawyer, the franchise creator. Rosen sees this move as an opportunity to build upon the success achieved by Frontier Developments and to benefit fans of the Roller Coaster Tycoon series. The sale of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3's publishing rights provides much-needed financial support for Frontier Developments, which has faced challenges in recent years due to underperforming game releases. However, the studio has shown signs of improvement, with titles like Jurassic World Evolution 2 and Planet Zoo performing well in sales and player engagement, particularly with the console release of Planet Zoo exceeding expectations. The second annual PC and console gaming report by Newzoo reveals interesting insights into player trends, particularly regarding playtime distribution and game popularity. According to the report, games that are at least 6 years old accounted for over 60% of total playtime in 2023. This suggests that older games continue to maintain significant player engagement over time. Live service and sandbox games, such as Fortnite, Roblox, League of Legends, Minecraft, and GTA 5, were among the top titles dominating player time, with Fortnite being the top game across all major platforms. Interestingly, newer releases, under 3 years old, only accounted for 23% of total playtime, indicating that players tend to gravitate towards established titles rather than newer ones. Despite the pandemic-induced surge in gaming activity, average playtime has decreased by 26% since Q1 2021. This decline in playtime suggests a normalization of gaming habits following the peak of the pandemic, with even Q4 of 2023 failing to bring growth despite the holiday season. The report also ranks the top 10 games across PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch by average monthly average users. Titles such as Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft, Call of Duty, and GTA 5 dominate across PC, PlayStation, and Xbox platforms. On the Switch, Nintendo exclusives like Zelda, Mario, and PUBG are prevalent, with Fortnite ranking as the top game. Surprisingly, Fall Guys also makes an appearance on the Switch list. The mystery behind the occasional small airplane crashes in Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas has finally been addressed by a former developer who worked on the game. Obe Vermi, who spent over a decade at Rockstar Games before leaving in 2009, provided insight into why these crashes occurred. Vermi explained that in GTA San Andreas, small planes are periodically spawned near the player to perform flybys. However, issues with the spawning process and the game's code occasionally caused these planes to crash. Specifically, Vermi mentioned that before creating a plane, the code checks for obstacles in its path by scanning a number of lines in the forward direction of the plane. However, due to performance considerations, the scans were kept to a minimum, sometimes resulting in thin obstacles not being detected. Furthermore, Vermi highlighted additional problems, such as planes losing height after being generated because their initial speed might not have generated enough lift. Additionally, collision detection would sometimes occur after the plane had already been created, leading to further issues. Nintendo has collaborated with Uniqlo to launch a clothing line inspired by The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. This collection consists of 6 t-shirts and is currently announced for release in Japan on April 26, 2024. Each t-shirt will be priced at 1,500 yens, approximately $10, as part of Uniqlo's UT brand. The collection aims to capture the magnificent worldview, unique characters and memorable scenes and lines from Tears of the Kingdom, and incorporate them into the t-shirt designs. One of the black t-shirts features silhouettes of Link and Zelda with the phrase, "Please lend him your power" between them, along with Tears of the Kingdom key art on the back. Another tan-colored t-shirt showcases Koroks hiding behind the pocket, with one sneaking away on the back as well. Tears of the Kingdom garnered significant acclaim and commercial success in 2023, with Nintendo announcing that the Breath of the Wild sequel sold 10 million copies within 3 days of its release. The digital age has brought about a shift in how consumers access and own media, with physical copies becoming less common as digital distribution becomes the norm. However, this transition has also raised concerns about the permanence of ownership, particularly in the realm of video games. Many gamers have experienced the frustration of investing time and money into a game only to see it taken offline by publishers, rendering their purchases inaccessible. This lack of ownership in digital media has sparked debates about consumer rights and the need for stronger legislation to protect buyers. Accursed Farms, a YouTube channel run by Ross Scott, is spearheading a campaign to raise awareness about this issue, with Ubisoft's racing game, The Crew, being a focal point. Scott's 31-minute video delves into the problem and calls for greater consumer protections, citing varying regulations across different countries. France, where Ubisoft is based, boasts relatively strong consumer laws compared to other countries. Scott believes that highlighting The Crew's shutdown on April 1st could prompt governments to enact stricter regulations to safeguard consumers who purchase online games. The next installment in the Prince of Persia series, reportedly titled The Rogue Prince of Persia, is said to be in development by Evil Empire, the studio known for its work on Dead Cells DLC. According to reports, the game will debut on Steam Early Access later this year. This news comes shortly after Ubisoft's release of Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown, a well-received 2.5D Metroidvania platformer. Now, insiders claim that another Prince of Persia game is in the works, with Evil Empire having spent the last 4 years on its development. Sources suggest that The Rogue Prince of Persia will be a roguelite game, with plans to launch it in early access on Steam and to regularly update it based on community feedback. If accurate, this release would mark Ubisoft's first day one launch on Steam since 2019. While details about an official announcement or unveiling are still scarce, speculation suggests that the game could be revealed during the upcoming Triple One Initiative showcase on April 10th. Evil Empire is expected to present a new project during the event, likely the new Prince of Persia game. However, no specific release date beyond later this year has been provided, and there's no mention of console ports at this time. Despite facing numerous challenges and spending 6 years in development, Saber Interactive's Knights of the Old Republic remake remains alive and well, according to studio CEO Matthew Karch. In an interview with IGN on April 2nd, Karch reassured fans that the project is still ongoing, but did not provide specific details regarding its progress, release date, or the nature of its PlayStation 5-timed exclusivity. The project has encountered its fair share of hurdles, but it has managed to avoid cancellation thus far. Karch's statement indicates that development is continuing, although it's unclear how far along the remake is in its production timeline. Fans eagerly anticipating the remake will have to wait for further updates on its development and eventual release. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.